Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I am one of your hosts for tonight. I'm Reverend Henrietta Byrd. I'll be joined shortly by Glenn Greenidge and Andrea Chapman. The International Black Summit is a conversation. And we invite you to join our conversation here every week. We're now on Tuesday at 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific time. And we invite you to join in our conversation as we continue to take a look at embracing all aspects of ourselves, including rage and fear. What is available for the transformation of the universe? We are also engaged in that conversation as we move into the next conversation that will be coming forth in the next month or so. So we have just returned from Guyana, either virtually or physically, but our 2017 annual summit event was located in Guyana, South America. And what a wonderful experience we've had. There were those of us on virtual, there were those of us in person, on site in Guyana. And there were those who were in the summit and wherever they were, you know, wherever they were located. We want tonight to engage in a conversation that's kind of a thread throughout our conversations in the International Black Summit. And that's our conversation about listening and hearing, and we want to distinguish those for you, and we'll do that a little bit later on. I'd just like to tell you a little bit about the International Black Summit. We are a 501c3 organization, so your donations are all tax deductible to the fullest extent. And we invite you to donate to our organization because we are a totally volunteer organization. And everyone you see working around the summit or the annual summit event, we are all volunteers. We all pay our own way. We do everything. We do everything ourselves. We go to other countries and other cities and states often, and there are people that come to participate in the summit who we have to supply scholarships for. And we do that with the donations that are provided by people like you. And so this year we had over 35 children in Guyana. And thanks for the support of people like you, we were able to service them, not only service them, but provide lunch for them and different, you know, everything that they needed to have a full summit experience. The other part that we were able to do with your donations was provide transportation for the children as well. So we're very grateful for the gifts, the financial gifts that you give to the summit, and ask that you continue to donate to us as the year goes by. We are, again, a 501c3 organization, and we appreciate every penny, and every penny is tax deductible to the fullest extent, of a 501c3 organization. We begin all of our shows, our talk shows, our meetings, our gatherings, our annual summit events, our team meetings. We always begin those events with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And if you listen closely, you will find yourself somewhere in this declaration. And I'll generate it. And to begin our conversation and listening tonight, I ask that you listen carefully to see where you are in the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, unity, integrity, responsibility, the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a transformation of the universe. October 7th, 1991, Atlanta, Georgia. Everywhere that people of African descent reside, August 22nd, 2017. In the north and the south, the east and the west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And that is how we ground ourselves. We identify with something. Not just one thing, but sometimes it's four or five different things in the declaration of the International Black Summit. You can find that declaration on our website at blacksummit.org. You can also find what's available in the conversation of the International Black Summit, and you can find what the summit is on our website. blacksummit.org. That is also another way that you can listen to the previous talk shows is go to blacksummit.org, scroll down to talk show, and click on the date that you would like to hear. And they're all there, and they may show only a few, but as you get down, they'll show more and more. You can also go to Block Talk Radio and go to International Black Summit, and you can find all of our shows archived there as well. So I'm going to invite the other host of the show, which is Mr. Glenn Greenwich, and welcome Glenn to the show.
Well, thank you, Ms. Bird. Henry Edinburgh, the vivacious Chicagoite that is making things happen in Chi-Town. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Every time you say vivacious, I hold my stomach in.
Wait a minute. See, that's because vivacious, it can be an energy. It doesn't necessarily have to be physical.
I know.
It's how you feel. It's who you are in the world.
Okay. So I'm just telling you. Okay.
I'm claiming that for you, whether you claim it for yourself or not.
All righty. In this moment, I'm claiming vivacious as the energy that enfolds me. I'm declaring that, and I'm stepping into that because it's so empowering when you say it. You know, it really is like empowering. You know, I want to throw my shoulders back and kind of strut when you say, when you say that. So I just wanted to put that in the space.
So I was listening to what's the brother from South Africa, the black comedian that's half white, half black. You know who I'm talking about? The young brother. He's probably in his 20s. Anyway, I think it was him. If I said his name, or you might have seen him on the circuit, but people know him. Anyway, so he said something to the effect of, no, it wasn't him. Sorry. It wasn't him. It was another African comedian. And he was saying, in some cultures, big women are not coveted. Says, but in Africa, you look for big women. He says, and you follow them home because that means that they have food.
And that's the truth. Okay. That's the truth.
Oh, he said, I mean, he actually used, you know, the whole racial thing. He said, what did he say? He came to England because he heard that the foreigners got all the good jobs and all the women. He said, when he got here, it's like, that's not true. You know, so why are they complaining? They're complaining that the foreigners get all the jobs and all the women. So it's like, and he just flipped the script in terms of all of these negatives that are being said that actually can be turned into positives. I reiterate that whole, what are we creating for ourselves, and then if we look at the exploration of what we think that we know, because we think that we have, part of this partnership program that I'm in is that we're exploring cliches. And what does the cliche mean?
Yeah.
Because a cliche is a understood meaning that we have accepted as society, but we're assuming that meaning. We're not creating something for ourselves newly. And so oftentimes our speaking is inside of cliches, which really have mixed meaning when you think about it, because depending on what region you are, that cliche may mean something slightly different.
So we're not.
And then you change continents, and then you definitely got something different. So it's, and this is all inside the conversation that you distinguished earlier called listening, that we just, you know, distinguished earlier on the phone today when we're looking at what would tonight be about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
That being said, you know, it's interesting. I'm gonna move the conversation because I could talk about this a while, but I'm not. I'm not gonna do it. I am. You know, what I noticed. We distinguished noticing last week, and that was a great conversation. And for those of you who weren't on with us last week, you can, like I said, you can go back and listen to that show about noticing and how we distinguish. And I'm noticing that creating is so wonderful when we create. You talked about that. Like, what are we creating for ourselves? And maybe we'll distinguish that next week, you know, creating as a conversation. This tonight, what we're actually going to distinguish is listening and hearing. And I'm so glad that I think one of the people who's standing by is one of our facilitators of the prerequisite course. The International Black Summit has a prerequisite course that is open for everyone to take. The course is only $100 US. And I invite everybody to take that course because it allows you to understand a lot of the language in the International Black Summit conversation, as well as many of the distinctions in the conversation of the International Black Summit. So I do believe I see that number. I'll check in a moment, but I'm going to open up the mics. I have a 4049 number. I'm going to open that mic, a 2128 number, and a 9177 number. So I'm going to open the mics as we begin to distinguish listening and hearing. So welcome, everyone. 404. Your mic is open. Hi. Welcome.
Greetings. Yeah, it's Petal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi.
Hey, Petal, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really in the space of listening. So I'm definitely in your space. So I am going to listen. And listen for what there is for me to contribute to the conversation, and listening for what I'm to receive from the conversation this evening.
Great. That's great, Tuttle. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being on with us tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
And 212, your mic is open. Welcome to the conversation. Okay, you might be on mute. You might have your phone muted. And 917.
Yes, I'm on a call. I'm just here to listen. This is Vernell, and I'm just here to listen.
Hi, Vernell.
Hey, Bernie.
Good to
Hi.
Hear from you.
Oh, thank you.
Great. And 917. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll mute your phones again. Vernell, I'll mute yours, and Petal, I'll mute yours, and if you want to speak, you just push the number one button on your phone, and it'll raise your hand, and I'll see it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Nancy, are you on?
Hello?
okay, maybe not. Maybe not. Let's keep moving, Glenn. So, Glenn, will you just generate the distinction listening?
I certainly will. So, listening is really an opportunity to hear, and how we use it in the International Black Summit is listening what life is telling us. So life is providing or giving us something, and sometimes we've got other reactions, interactions, things that ego being one of them, that don't allow us to listen what life is. So it sometimes it looks like the little nattering little voice in our head saying this, that, and the other, and, you know, oh, look at her shoes, look at her hair, look at her this, look at that, or, you know, or look at his this or that. And instead of focusing and listening to what the person is actually saying. So that's one example of listening. The other way I want to say it is that listening can be active or passive. Most of the time we listen passively, but there's something that becomes available when we listen actively. So we're fully engaged in the listening such that we're consumed by what we're listening to and not having a whole lot of other distractions. I know that one of the things for me is that I multitask all the time. Almost most moments of the day. And so the opportunity for me is to just sometimes just sit still and listen and not focus on anything other than the listening. So there are active and passive listening, and what I want to say about listening for myself is that when I can quiet the noise between my ears and listen for what life has given me rather than what I think I should be getting, or, you know, managing my expectations or my thoughts, life delivers miracles. And I'm gonna say it. I think I used the same expression last week on the show, but it's like that conversation of the man falls overboard into the ocean, and what comes along is a one-man rowboat. And he's like, oh, I can't survive out here in the middle of the ocean like that. So he passes it up. The next thing that comes is a raft. And the raft is kind of skinny and looks, you know, kind of flimsy. And it's like, well, I ain't going to last too long on that. And he lets that one pass. And then when he gets, so he passes, he drowns. He gets to St. Peter, to the pearly gates, and says, well, what happened? How come you didn't send somebody to rescue me? Why didn't you save me? And the response from St. Peter is, oh, I did. I sent you a rowboat and a raft, but you chose not to take it. So, you know, what does it look like? So sometimes we're expecting something to look a particular way, and life is delivering what it is that we need. But if we haven't silenced ourselves in a way that we can hear it or see it or listen to it, then we might miss that opportunity. And so that to me is what life listening is like. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You know, like I'm listening to your example, and so and I'm looking at listening, and I'm looking at choosing. Choosing keeps coming up tonight for some reason. And I woke up this morning, and I was like, retreat taking place today, right? And I thought about it, and I thought, oh, maybe you should go on the retreat. And I started thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. And I called a friend of mine and, start kind of making arrangements to go. And then as I thought about it, I started talking myself out of it, right? And and it wasn't a negative thing that I thought about. It was more of a, I think the kind of retreat I want is right here, right here in my house. You know, there's a certain solitude that I have here, and there's a certain way of being that I have, and I'm cleansing, right? So it's real important that I stay in a certain frame of mind. And I knew that the retreat might mean, because I'm a minister, that might mean that I might not be able to retreat, but I might have to assist in some way. So as I listened, and everything was thumbs up for the retreat, I had to choose, like, what I really wanted for myself. So I listened very carefully to it, and I really understood that I could go. Like, there was nothing stopping me from going except something. There was just this one little something that was a little different than the way I was choosing to be for the next couple of days, right? And so I could hear a lot in going. And then I started to engage a conversation in what I would do if I didn't go, and just listen to it, and nothing was wrong with either one. And I just chose, which one to do. And as I made the choice, I saw how things just started to line up. They just started to line up to be here, you know. And it worked out for me very well. I had a wonderful day as a start. So listening often gives us access into choosing. You know, it kind of allows us to make a choice where it might not have been as easy to make that choice before we listen. So joining us is Andrea Chapman, and she's here. And I want to move over to Andrea, because Andrea has been our kind of our conversation leader for the last couple of weeks. And so I just want to move it over to her when it comes to listening or hearing. And she did just walk in the door, so I could give her about 5 minutes or so before she starts. But let me just go to our listeners to see if anybody wants to contribute into the conversation of listening or hearing. And Petal, I want to ask you. I also see a 718 number that's available, and welcome to the call, 718. I turned your mic on, 718, just to welcome you.
And, yes, thank you very much. This is Carol.
Oh, hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice. Glad you had a safe trip.
Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Right. Okay.
Welcome to the call.
Welcome. I'll be back, Carol, to you a little bit later. Okay. Petal. Petal, I'm going to check in with you to see if you have something to add to the conversation about listening. 212, your line is open, and 404, your line is open.
So this is Glenn. I'll jump in. One of the things that I want to say about choice is that most of the time we think that we are in choice, mm-hmm. and what we are is in reaction to something. We talked a little bit about trigger last show, and trigger puts you into a mode automatically. And so I think that one of the things that we sometimes don't even know that we think that we are in choice, but we actually are not. So one of the things that listening has provided for me is given me access to choice, so that I can actually begin to choose as opposed to being automatic about what it is that I'm doing, thinking, or being. So I just wanted to just kind of say, distinguish that for a minute. Petal, anything that you want to jump in?
I'm here. You know, I was thinking about that line in the Declaration, we listen for and mm-hmm. grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. And mm-hmm. When I think about that line, we listen for it, it's like something perks up in me. And, you know, when I think about, and I can and say it like this, when I think about, like, the work that I do, right, I have mm-hmm. to bring, I'm going to say, a level of listening to people or, you know, to what's going on in and for what's going on in their lives. And I have to listen from the background of what they're saying. And I'm bringing this background up because a lot of times when we're listening to someone, you know, like something else will pop in, and sometimes we think that's us. And it's really what the person is saying undistinguished to them. You know, so there's what's in between all the words. You know, sometimes we try to color things to not necessarily have it sound a particular way or feel a particular way. And when we're truly listening, or when we're listening to someone for a result or for the gold that they have to offer us, we're able to hear the whole thing and then speak to that thing and grant being to that thing such that they can actually begin to move out of the circumstances that they're in. And that goes like for all of us. So when I think about how I normally listen when I'm not in work mode, how I normally listen, you know, is like I'm listening for like what's in it for me. I'm listening for I'm listening for when I get to jump in, you know, and say that burning thing that I got that may or may not be in relationship to what is being spoken, you know, to what the conversation is about. Or you know, I might be listening to make somebody wrong and to make myself right. So I'm listening to, like, all of my stuff.
Wow.
All of the stuff that I am, you know, that's in my field of visioning or what's in the forefront of my mind. And so sometimes I go away, you know, like someone's talking and I go away. And then I have to bring myself back to the conversation. And I don't always often say I went away. You know, I start listening for where I need to catch up, right? So there's all these spaces that we come from in the space of listening. And one of the things that I have to say about our distinction is the listening, it actually gives us an opportunity to listen beyond ourselves, to listen beyond the personality of the person that's speaking. And it gives us an opportunity to hear the gift that they bring to the table, the gift that that we're actually hearing for. And when I'm in that space of listening my conversation about the person versus that this person has something great to bring to me, then I get robbed and they get robbed. So we then get this opportunity to bring ourselves back to listening. Yes, stuff takes us away. Yes, thoughts come in and take us away. Feelings come in and take us away. Triggers come in and take us away. But can we then get that, okay, that's just normal human being stuff that's coming into space, and then can we then bring ourselves back, like continuously recognizing, oh, something is happening to me. Oh, let me bring myself back to what this guy is. Oh, let me bring myself back to the conversation. Oh, let me bring myself back. And then keep doing that thing. And I think when I practice listening, you know, like that, getting that listening in my, mastering this distinction may require me to keep getting out of the way, which means my thoughts and all this stuff keep getting out of the way, so that I can then step into this thing called mastery and being able to sit and listen and hear everything that's being said, and even being able to give it back to the person in a way that is honoring and uplifting and that could actually cause them to have a breakthrough. Or there's another aspect of listening that I can listen to someone so intently and so authentically that they hear themselves and that they hear the stuff that I might be hearing in the background that I may not have to say, because the power of listening allows for the person to get themselves, allows for the person to be able to heal themselves in the moment. And they might say, girl, you know, I've just been sad. I've been this, I've been that, and this is really what there is for me. You know, so we have this gold mine with each other when we're fully listening, when we're standing or even inquiring into, well, what is listening? You know, what is that thing to listen to someone? And what is that thing to hear someone authentically? Because when we hear someone authentically, we may not have anything to say. There may not be anything to say, or we may hear our own lies. We may hear something amazing for our own self and then be able to acknowledge that in the process. So that's what I'm, that's it for me.
Well, thanks. That was quite powerful. Wow.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
you know, what opened up for me inside of that conversation, it reminded me, and it was like one of those aha moments. It wasn't actually in the summit. It was actually outside of the summit, but you still can have those moments. I was walking down the street, and, you know, this particular homeless woman that I would give money to, you know, when I would see her from time to time. And this particular morning, she said something to me, you know, and the thing was so profound, but the most profound thing for me was that I could then have her or allow her to contribute to me through my listening. And when I got the power of that, that I was filtering who could contribute to me, you know, and that that only certain people, or they have to look a particular way or act a particular way, that would be useful information for me. And here it was, this woman gave me pearls that day. And that opened me up and changed my conversation about accepting. It had me listen to what life was providing me, what was giving me. And so I had a whole new relationship with life providing me, and that whole thing about not having expectations of what it looked like and where it came from. So inside of your sharing, Petal, that was awakened, and I was reminded of the beauty of the power of listening. And you know, what's available. Henrietta, go ahead. You're looking to say something?
Yeah. We have a lot of people, hands up. Andrea wanted to speak as well. So I'm going to go to Andrea, and then I wanted to open up Nancy's mic, and I see your hands up, so I'll be with you shortly. Okay.
I was listening to Petal, and I was kind of coming from a space of noticing. We had talked about noticing, and what I got from that, and that was the last time we talked, was in noticing. I went through a number of stages of conversation with myself. Where I got to was being a choice, that really a power of noticing is getting that any moment I'm still a choice. I think that's a lesson that I've learned over the last 2 weeks, the power of me being a choice at any moment, that says me being present in every moment and feeling free to choose. So with that, I was listening to Petal, and I was wondering where this conversation came from. Petal, have you thought about it a lot? Was it coming to you in the moment? Did you just have a conversation about it with someone else? And I was connecting all that to early in her conversation, she said she referred to a beyond, that something beyond. And I got how powerful it would be for me to get that thing that I refer to as beyond is still me. Connecting that beyond. That beyond, connecting that. Because beyond is a powerful space for me. When I think beyond who I'm being, I mean, in thinking in terms of the universe and God, and there's a me, Andrea, that's existing in this world,
and then there's a something that's beyond, and a lot of that I'm connected to, and it delivers to me a lot of the things that I see, right? My compassion, all the wonderful things about me, my beyond, that I'm just a little disconnected from. And I was just thinking about the power of being just totally connected to that. That beyond is just a present aspect of myself. So I'll stop there.
Thanks, Andrea. Thank you, Petal. I'm going to go to Nancy. I earlier asked her a question about listening. And, you know, as it's distinguished in the course that I'm inviting everyone to take, the prerequisite course, no matter if you've taken, no matter how long you've been taking transformational courses, this is a course that you want to be a part of. It is only $100 US, and you just have to let us know that you're interested in taking it, and we will come back and let you know when the date is. The course can be taken virtually, and if you have a group of 10 people, it can be given in your city. So, Nancy, are you here? Are you on? Don't know why we can't hear her. Her mic is okay. Yes, I do. I see it now. Hold on, Nancy. Can you hear Nancy? Can you say something now? Nancy, I don't know. Are you on mute, Nancy? I have your mic open, and I had it muted before. Okay, so we'll move on. And 2124 has, I see your hand is up.
Hello?
Nancy?
Yeah, I just dialed in on another number.
Oh, okay. I got it now. Okay, I don't know why we couldn't hear.
I don't
but,
either.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Welcome to the show, first of all.
Yeah, thank you. Did you want me to say something now, or do you want me to wait?
I do. I want you to, you know, share, you know, whatever's there for you now, but I've been sharing about the prerequisite course and in terms of how we distinguish listening.
Okay. Yeah, I really all of you hear you all very well, so I was surprised. To tell you the truth, I was still stuck in that introduction that Glenn gave you. I was like, oh, I got a piece of that vibration over here, too.
All right. Okay, now. All right. Claim it.
Yeah.
Claim it.
So great. Oh, my God. I got all, you know, cheered up from that. Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome.
And Henrietta for being that which he could share that with. So regarding listening, and as it regards to the course, I was just thinking, it is so important to us that the listening piece in the International Black Summit, we actually have it as one of the ground rules in the course. And when we do the ground rules, we say that, you know, when someone else is speaking, we want you to not talk and no crosstalk. And when you say, why do you think that is? And people answer whatever they answer. And I say, well, because listening is equally as important as talking. And if someone shares something that maybe something you've been working on for years, and somebody may share something that gives you a piece of that, if you're talking, you're going to miss your blessing. So that's one aspect of how we use it. It's like you want to make sure that whatever there is to deliver for you, that you are here to listen for it. And we take it up to a level we call authentic listening. And authentic listening, just that just doesn't include what people are saying to you out of their mouths. It is also what they're not saying. It is also how they're being, how they're sitting, how they're standing, how the tone of their voice. We give people an opportunity to get back in touch with that part of them that knows things about people. Like we'll say, haven't you been interacting with someone in your mind said, don't do this or don't say this to them or don't actually work with this person? People shake their head, yes, I've had that experience. And so we say, here's an opportunity to get back in touch with that, that part of you that knows that. I'm getting some background noise.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody needs to mute themselves.
Right, let me mute.
Okay.
Nancy, are you still there?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. The other
okay.
piece I wanted to share, in addition, I mean, I agree with everything that Petal and Glenn said, so thank you for that. But see, each of us is sharing a different aspect of listening. You can even, like, create a course out of that. And so we have a team of people in the International Black Summit called the Structured Facilitated Team. We're actually working on creating two courses around listening, one listening spirit and one just listening, you know, in general. So it's a rich piece. And then we ask participants, we do like an exercise that demonstrates what we're talking about, and then we ask the participants, how does it feel when someone actually listens to you? Then you're actually speaking, and you're actually listening to all of your words, and they say, you know what, that feels so good. And the last thing I'll say is there's some research that was done that says that when someone's speaking to you, that the communication that's being delivered, 6% of it, but between 6 and 8% of it is through your ears. The other percentage of it is as you're looking at the person, right? So I want to share that. And the other piece is I asked them, you ever have a friend who sometimes when you're upset about something and you'll go and call that friend up and say, and then just share with them the stuff that's going on with you. And you just listen to that friend, or you're being the one that's being listened to. How does that feel when you leave that conversation and you can see this huge smile on their face? Like, it feels great because I've now shared everything that was going on with me. So what I want you to hear is that to listen to someone is a gift. It is an enormous gift to listen to someone. That's what I wanted to share, Henrietta.
Nancy, thank you. Can you repeat what you said about the 6%?
Yes. A university went out and did some work on listening and to determine what part of listening is being heard. Like, could you actually hear somebody? Between 6 to 8% of what is being communicated, you can hear that through your ears. The rest of the communication that's coming from the person, the rest of what you want to be listening for or looking for, is how they're being, the tone of their voice, how they're sitting or standing. Like, for example, could you imagine, I've had someone told me one time, this is, you know, sometimes I'm talking to my husband and he says, oh yeah, honey, I hear you. And she, when she had her head down, and she had her phone in front of her, and he was texting while he was talking to her. She said, yeah, honey, I hear you. And I asked her, how does that feel? She said, it doesn't feel good. I know he's not listening to me. He's missing, totally missed that she. First of all, she knows he's not listening to her, and he's missing that she's not happy about it. Totally missed that. He just thinks what's being communicated is what she's saying. She said, yeah, honey, I hear you. And I said, how does that feel? She said, I didn't like it. I don't like it.
Thanks, Nancy.
That's great. That's great, Nancy. Yeah. You know, one of the things that comes to mind is that when you really begin to listen to folks, you can hear a smile on the phone. And people say, oh, come on, what are you talking about? You literally can hear the smile on the phone because it gets communicated.
Yeah.
And that level of listening and beyond is is available. You know, it's the ability that we have as human beings to be in the spirit and to say all that we need to say without words. You know, sometimes you have a person that you just connect with, and you almost don't, you know, you finish each other's sentence, you're just connected. And to, you know, I always wonder what would life be if all of my relationships were like that. That I was so connected that they knew what I was going to say without saying it, and vice versa. I can get them, and they could get me. And what would the world be like? So I'll keep living in that fantasy.
Okay. Let me just remind our listeners that this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you are on tonight with Glenn Greenwich, Henrietta Bird, and many of the facilitators from the International Black Summit and participants of the International Black Summit. Our conversation tonight is on listening and hearing. We talk a lot about choice as well tonight. We also want to invite you to donate. Donate to our conversation. We are a 501c3 organization, and we welcome your donations. Your donations help us to fund the annual summit event. We just completed an annual summit event in Guyana, South America, and on virtual. So people from all over the globe were able to chime in to the annual summit event. Your donations allowed us to pay for many of the children who attended in Guyana. We have a youth summit, an adult summit, and a space for a young adult summit, because there are, in some countries, you are a young adult until you're 35 years old. So the donations that we receive from you allow us to pay sometimes for food for children, as we did in Guyana, and sometimes for registration. So we want to thank those of you who contributed, and we invite you to contribute more. Ask your organizations to please donate to the International Black Summit. We would really, really appreciate that as we move forward into having community and regional events. Your donations will help us fund some of the things that are necessary for those events, some of the equipment that is needed for the virtual participation. So thanks again for your donation. And I'm going to go back.
Henrietta, let me add also that we are an all-volunteer organization, so no one gets paid. So we volunteer our time and our money to fund this conversation. So just wanted to make sure that people understood that as well, and it really kind of speaks to the inside of the Declaration of funding our community, you know, building economies responsible for funding our community. So we really have been funding our community from the beginning for the last 27 years, and we've been funding and generating the money to have virtual, to have events around the world through our generosity. So it really is that. So we're looking to spread it around and allow other people to contribute to the generous conversation that the International Black Summit offers. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn. I'd like to go to caller 212.
426. I want to open up your mic because your hand has been up for a while.
Hello, Henrietta?
Yes.
This is Phyllis.
Go ahead.
You can hear me?
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, how are you? I have a little something to say, and I just want to listen. I really, really love what Petal had to say. She was like, she was just speaking through me when she spoke.
Okay.
And something, Glenn, you said that when I'm talking with my boyfriend, I get totally, totally, totally upset. And I'm actually not listening to what he actually is saying. So I'm learning to quiet myself so that I can have access to choice. And that's really what I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Great feeling.
Because
I shared earlier how listening provided me access to choice today.
Mm-hmm.
In a major way. Just sometimes for me, I look for, okay, I try to weigh things, like the pros and the cons of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if whatever is highest on the pro side, that's what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
What I got present to today was there were no cons to my choice. It was like everything was balanced. There was no reason for me not to go on this retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no reason for me not to stay home. So there wasn't like I could choose the way I often do. So I just listened today and I chose not to go, and there was nothing wrong with going. But just listening provided me the access to that choice. And that was so powerful for me because there's nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's no negative, you know, there's no reason not to go. And I still chose not to go. So that was like really, really, you know, really good for me. And it's what I heard you say, you know.
Yes, and not get triggered.
Having that access to choose and not choose because something's wrong with with the opposite choice. So thank you for that.
Okay.
And welcome to the call. Glad to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Okay.
What happened to Andrea?
She's here. Andrea.
I had asked a question about Petal. The conversation that she generated, what did she see as the source of that? That's important to me. I would like for her to answer that if she could.
Petal, you're off mute. No, you're not. No, you're not. Hold on a minute. Okay, Petal.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when Henrietta first asked about listening or started talking about listening, you know, like I have this conversation, like I really don't want to talk, right? But prior to me going through this thing that I really want to talk, I heard something come into my thoughts. And it was like the starting off from, like, I'm pretty well trained, right? And I'm trained in, from, say, a a previous conversation and then this conversation that we're in the International Black Summit. So initially what came in was that thing around listening, like what I know of listening. And what I'm going to say is that thing got me in the ball game because it just came right up, right? It got me on the court, you know, so I could have said, no, I'm not going to say anything. And it already showed up for me to have a place to begin from. And as I began to speak, then everything else that was there or that was wanting to be said or that life wanted me to say, it just started coming out. But that was like my beginning point. So had I not listened to even that, what I already knew, and not like something that I already knew like I'm smart, but no, something that already came up in my spirit about what I knew of listening. As I continued to talk, then other things, you know, like, so we can say spirit or the spirit of me, that which has far more access to life, far more access to thoughts, words, deeds, actions, and not the ones that are rote for us, but something that is, again, I'm going to say that word, that's beyond our normal way of being or our trained way of being or the personality. You know, something beyond the ego begins to speak. So I know, you know, there are times when I know when that aspect of me is speaking because I'm getting something. Like, it's schooling me, too. Like, it's teaching me something. You know, like, even to call something on myself, I don't think I would have called something on myself. However, that aspect knew to use me as an example of such that it could be heard. And even in my speaking now, I had no clue I was going to say that. You know, so it's allowing myself to be used. And Andrea, you said something about, you know, that beyond self, that place where you connect with and that you don't necessarily feel that you have that piece of connection there that either you would like to have or that maybe you felt that you might have stepped away from. Like, that part is always giving us an opportunity to connect. And I want to say the very first sentence was my connecting piece. That was what brought me, took me down into the space. So we all get something to say. And, you know, you ever notice you stand up to the mic? You get up in front of the mic and you have this thing. There's this thing that gets you up out of your seat. You get up in front of the mic and then you start talking and it's not necessarily what you were going to talk about. That thing just got you up. So it's like, so I hope I answered your question and I don't want to go off on a tangent. And I hope I answered your question and please let me know if I did.
You absolutely answered my question, and that's pretty much what I imagined you would say. It was just that some things that you said really struck home for me, and that, you know, I feel that way. That conversation you had about having to bring yourself back to what you would call presence. Mm-hmm. When you're maybe with someone, it's like, let me catch up with myself or where I was. And sometimes that's a really personal thing that occurs that we don't necessarily share with mm-hmm. other people. Sometimes you just don't know that we're processing a lot of things the same way. So that was one thing. So that in that generating that you were doing it, and I call it self-generating,
And when you were doing that, you just generated something that resonated with me. And I heard Phyllis say you generated something in your conversation that resonated with her. So it was just curious to me as where you saw that conversation coming from. So, yes, you answered my question. And another thing that I wanted to comment on was, I believe it was, the conversation was about kind of quieting yourself or putting yourself in a space so you could hear some things, so you could really be in the space of listening. And Claudie, my husband, he likes to use this term of listening through the static and being able to hear through the static. So when I'm hearing this conversation about listening and being in a space such that you can hear, helping generate a space so that other people can hear themselves, just that listening, and I'm looking at life and the things that are in life, maybe quite that beyond that we're not talking about, and me trying to get a handle on it, is always there and present. And we have generated a lot in life that creates what might be distinguished as static. That just pure space of listening that we kind of recognize when we hit on it, there are a lot of things, and it may be the operations of life, or maybe some of the things we do to survive in life that generate that kind of static that I hear Claudie referring to. And I don't want to say it interferes with our listening or our ability to hear, but it becomes present. It becomes another thing that occurs in life that has us even think that we've been separated in some way from ourselves. It's just possibly a lot more going on, and that beyond is really a lot closer than we may recognize it to be. It's just more going on in the space. So that's what I wanted to share.
Thanks, Andrea. It's so interesting that we've been in these conversations, and I was in a what I hear you saying something that I heard in a meeting the other day. Actually, it was a minister's meeting I was participating. No, it wasn't. It was a teacher's meeting. But these are New Thought teachers. And we were discussing using terms that were very clear so that our students could get a clear understanding of what we were saying. And one of the things that we distinguished that when we use the term God, now here's the term, right? Gender neutral, I think was the term we came up with. Because in so many cases when people come to class, if we use he or she, people will start to think of God as a woman or a man. That's not within them. And this particular teaching teaches the Spirit of God is within you. And so, we kind of tossed it around. And then we took a look at all of the other things that have us think that, like you're saying beyond, right? You're using that term, Puddle used it. You know, we've used it tonight, but we look at it as a particular way of being. And so there's more and more conversations I'm noticing that I'm in where we're looking at what this belief is we have about this power that's within us and where that power comes from. Joe Hampton, who's one of the elders of the International Black Summit, when he talks about listening, and he distinguished listening in 07, I think it was, in New Orleans, and he went to the microphone and he said, there's a listening that's so intent that you can listen so intently to someone else that you can actually hear what life is saying to you. I think those are our aha moments. They can be described as our aha moments, or they can say that the light bulb went off and, you know, whatever, but the way to get there, or the technique or the tool that he discussed, was listening so intently. And this came after we were in silence for an hour or so, that he generated this. And this is kind of what he heard at that particular time. We use in the International Black Summit conversation, we talk about that this conversation is given to people, or has been given to people of Black African descent, and that given through people of Black African descent, that this particular conversation that we're in, and a conversation given by life through people of Black African descent. And so life, there's that word that can mean for many people God or spirit or whatever someone interprets it to be. So that's what your share had me kind of present to. And when you earlier said that beyond, that space of beyond is not that far away, I think is the way you said it. So, anybody else who would like to speak?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I thought I was sorry. Okay. You know, as I listened to you and I listened to Andrea, and when Andrea spoke, you know, that Claudie listens through the static. And Henrietta, you brought back that the beyond is not that far away, as Andrea stated. And the thing that I'm speaking to is that space when I say beyond. So we're in space. You're like, I'm sitting on a sofa. And, you know, there's the chair and there's, you know, everything around me. And yet there's this space that's around me. And if I take my awareness outside of the house, there is a space that the house dwells in. And when I look at all the other houses, there's a space that we all sit in. And so there is this space that when we, even in the noise and the all of the things that's going on in life, like on the screen of life, there's this space that's very still and very quiet. And, you know, if you're listening, even in all the turmoil, there's a silence that is louder than the noise. However, I think our brains or whatever has been conditioned, or our conditioning on the planet has been to listen to the noise versus hearing the loudness of the silence. So when we're in that space and we tune into the silence, it's like that silence can then begin to use us, and we begin to use it. It's a very symbiotic relationship. You know, there's that thing that breathes us. It speaks to us. And, you know, we sometimes call it that still small voice, when it's actually probably the loudest voice there is. For you to hear it, it has to be louder than everything that we've been listening to. But it comes in very subtly and very softly. You know, so there is this space that is beyond us, beyond our physicalness. Yet it is so close to us, like we swim in it, we breathe in it, we walk in it, we talk in it. It's the very essence of life. The very essence of life that we're in all the time. It's swimming water. You take that fish out of the water and the fish is like, oh, Lord, this is not my environment. I don't know if the fish said that. He just tries to breathe, right? But it's like the space that we're in. But even the fish is in that space because the water that it lives in dwells in that space. So there's this place that is constantly speaking to us. And when we take our focus off of all of that other stuff, it then is, we're able to hear it. You know, one of the things that came up for me when Glenn was speaking, and what came up was this thing about telepathic communication. And again, in my contemplation with that space that we call God, called life, that space that looks like it's beyond, when I found myself like being in the space of deep contemplation, and what I started noticing, that children speak to us like babies. You know, they make those sounds, but they actually speak telepathically. And when we're listening, like inside of that space, we can actually hear the children talk. And they speak in full sentences. They just don't speak your language. It's like they speak another language. So, however, their soul, their spirit knows all languages, and they're able to telepathically move what they're wanting to say, needing to say, into the space. And they're listening for someone who can hear them. For most of us aren't listening that space such that we can actually hear them through that telepathic connection that we all have. And Glenn, I think you spoke of like indigenous cultures. You know, if we think of the Aborigines, they don't talk. You know, they talk, but they don't talk. They listen, the Australian and New Zealand Aborigines, they speak telepathically, and it's clean and it's clear. And one of the things that is said is that they don't lie. And because they don't lie, they can telepathically speak with each other. And they can actually hear. And you can imagine the richness of that communication because it's pure spiritual communication and the level of love and appreciation that has to be there for that to show up so hugely in one culture. And our children, because they're so pure, they actually do speak that way. And I have examples of it in my own life of hearing them. And I won't go into that, but I just want us to know that it's there. And it is that space, you know, like currency, like how you plug into the wall and you get electricity. It's no different. It's the same thing. So I'm complete.
Thanks, Petal. Thanks, Petal. That's really interesting. I had an experience there, you know, interesting experience there. But a listening. And when you talked about Aboriginal people, I used to work one of my careers was I would travel and go around and teach hairstylists or people. You didn't have to be a hairstylist. Some of the places I would go, there would just be people who wanted to know how to use a particular product, hair product, the correct way. So one of my assignments was to go to Chalet, North Carolina. And so the travel person for the company just thought it was a misspelled word and sent my information so that my travel all went to Charlotte. And there's actually a Chalet with an app, North Carolina. And so it was in the Carefree Curl days. And so my plane landed. I got a rental car. And I started looking for the address. And I couldn't find the address. And so finally I found a state trooper and asked him, where was this address? And he said, this says Chalet. He said, I see it scratched out. He said, but this address is probably in Chalet. And so I said, really? And he said, yeah. So he said, I would check that out. And so I said, well, where is Chalet? He said, on the coast. And so I called the number, and there was actually a group of people waiting for me to come and demonstrate the product, but it was the maintenance product, right? Yeah. And they were blonde African-Americans. All of them were blonde. All of them had natural hair. And, I mean, they were yellow, white, blonde. They were not albino. They were blonde African-Americans. And that was where they resided. And so when I called to tell them I was in Charlotte, you know, and asked them what they wanted to do, they wanted to wait for me to get there. So I drove from Charlotte, which is on the west coast of North Carolina, to the east coast of North Carolina, which took, I think, about 3 hours or whatever. It took a while. You know, it was from one coast to the other. And they waited. And when I got there, the people said to me, we knew that you could help us with our hair. And we wanted to wait until you got here. And I'd never talked to the people. I just talked to the manager of the store. Mm-hmm. And she asked them what they wanted to do. But they were listening for me to come, is what I got, you know, when I was listening to you. And mm-hmm. I was, you know, I knew that if the people were going to wait, I most certainly was going to come. I was trying to see if I could get a flight. But it's a small place, so you couldn't really fly into anywhere that you would not have had to drive from. But so I just kept stayed in the car and just drove. But it was one of the most, it was just a wonderful experience of dealing with black people that had blonde, natural hair, and teaching them how to maintain their hair and how to take care of it. So, I don't, you know, but mm-hmm. I just had you think about that when you were talking about how we speak to one another or what's available in our speaking to one another. So thank you for mm-hmm. that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we are bringing this conversation to a close. So I'm going to check in with everybody to see if there's some closing remarks that you have for this conversation. We've been in a conversation on listening and hearing, and listening providing space for us to choose, and a lot of great things. So this conversation is archived. You can go back and listen to it. You can go to blacksummit.org and scroll down until you see talk show, put August 22nd, 2017, and you can re-listen to this conversation and all the other shows that we've had. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com and go to International Black Summit, and you can listen that way as well. We again thank you for joining us tonight. Reminding you again of, if you are interested in having a prerequisite in your area, you know, please contact us. Everything on Blog Talk is there for you to reach us, or on blacksummit.org you can reach us, you know, reach out to the talk show host, Glenn Greenidge or Henrietta Bird. And just want to check in. I'm going to start with Andrea and see if there's any closing remarks that you have, Andrea.
No, I feel really good. That whole introduction of a conversation about the beyond and its proximity to me having taken the opportunity to hear how close that beyond is to me. That was a gift. That's a gift to me.
Yeah, thank you. Great. Thank you for being with us tonight. I want to go to Nancy next.
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity to listen to all of you tonight, and I really appreciate that piece about the blonde hair. Like, they knew that you were the one. I say that's a particular thing as well. You listen to something and you stick with it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Nancy. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for the, you and the prerequisite team for delivering that course. I want to check in with, see, there's a 718 number, 371. Just checking in with you. I'm turning your mic on now. Did you have any closing remarks?
Yes. Good evening again. This is Carol. And I was listening intensely to everyone. And what I got out of that is that for my own formation, I know listening is the key to effective communication. Without the ability to listen, a message cannot be delivered effectively. Sometimes we listen, but we cannot deliver that message effectively. But we have to listen, and really listen. That's my remark.
Thank you, Carol, and thanks for being
You're
with us tonight.
Welcome. You're
Thank
very
you so
welcome.
Much. Yeah. I want to go to... I think, okay, Phyllis is not on with us any longer. So I want to, you know, Nancy, please tell her please thank her for joining us tonight.
I will definitely do that.
Okay. Thank you. Petal, I want to check in with you, and then Glenn, I'm coming to you. Petal, any closing?
Yeah. You know, I started off initially with, we listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. And there was a moment where I got, listening grants being.
Say it
and
again.
I know there's listen more that listening grants being.
Okay. Listening
grants being.
Yes.
Yeah. It grants right. being. And it also grants being, like the person become as from a different place, but there's a beingness that is granted being when we listen someone or something powerfully, it gets to live.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Thank you, Petal. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank y'all for having me.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn, I'm turning it over to you, sir.
Turn it over to me? Well,
yeah.
You know, I love this Beyond conversation. And
yeah.
maybe all Beyond is when we're in a place of pure creation and exploration. Just maybe. So I'm going to throw it out there as an inquiry, not like it's the truth, not like it is, but like the possibility of Beyond is a space of creation and exploration.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love the ability that we have to listen to each other and the opportunity that is created out of that listening. And I could never have as a rich a conversation by myself. So I just want to thank you all for your contribution tonight inside of the space of the International Black Summit and the talk show to provide the opportunity for us to glean these incredible insights and distinctions and possibilities that are available. And I just, you know, thank you for the opportunity. I'm going to say good night. God bless. And we look forward to our next fruitful conversations here at the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Again, our website is www.blacksummit.org. Get all information about what we're up to, our purpose, our wonderful declaration that speaks so proudly to the work that we've been doing for the last 27 years. Thank you. Truly thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Who was that? Joy, you just joined us?
No, it's Niamo who wanted to make a comment, but I couldn't because you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay. I apologize for that. Well, you still want to make it? And it'll still be a part of this conversation.
Yeah,
because we're
still
recording.
Sure. I mean, I just wanted to say that the conversation was just so very rich, and it kept bringing me back to, for me, I'm very a visual person. I'm a very visual person, and authentic listening helps me to hear in that beyond space of my vision. And so it very much helps me sharpen what it is I'm getting from what my vision is. And it helps me see better. So for that, I give thanks. For that, I give thanks. And that's all, basically. Everyone said such wonderful, wonderful, stimulating, inspiring, motivating comments that really did resonate with me. So I thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Your number just popped up, you know.
Oh.
It just, it just popped up. So I'm glad that you
came
spoke
in,
up.
Yeah. I came in when Petal was first talking, when she first talked about how when she comes in to something, she has to catch up with the conversation. So I've been up, I've been on the phone since she started talking about that. You know, sometimes you have to catch up with where the conversation is or where you are in your listening inside of wherever.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your contribution. And, okay. All righty.
Bye-bye now.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.